And we can exhale finally. Your Cincinnati Bengals are on the board in the 2022 season. Finally, the Bengals win their first game of the year, beating the Jets 27-12. Oh, that just, I needed that. We all needed that, Bengals Nation. It's been a tough first 2 weeks of the season, but the Bengals got it done. They get their first win of the season, and everything I said leading up to this game, like, I don't want Joe Burrow to get sacked like 3,000 times. I want the passing game to take shots down the field. I want the offense to be aggressive. I want the defense to get to the quarterback, create turnovers. They finally did that in a game. It wasn't pretty. There were some spots here and there the Bengals still need to work on. But overall, it's a W. The W, and they executed the plays that need to be executed. And the Bengals are winners. Finally, I do an instant reaction after a game, and I'm happy. I'm happy, but I'm also relieved. I'm relieved because I did not want this team to be starting off the season 0-3, knowing that they have a game in 4 days, Thursday night, at home against the Miami Dolphins, who, by the way, just beat the Buffalo Bills, and the Dolphins are now 3-0 in the season. So, this was a must-win, and the Bengals had to get this done, and they did. And let's talk about that first drive of the game, because that was just beautiful. 11 plays, 75 yards, 5 minutes, 25 seconds off the clock. The Bengals did say during the week, and head coach Zach Taylor said, that if the Bengals won the toss, they were going to receive. Usually if the Bengals won the toss, they would defer to the second half. So when they won the toss, Zach said, when they get the ball, because the Bengals have not started well in games to begin the year. So I was just so happy, and I was just like, okay, can we just please protect Joe Burrow? Any means possible, just protect that man. And Joe Burrow was hitting the ball. He was throwing it well, and I believe that the Bengals passed the ball 12 times during that drive. And by the way, the officiating crew that were reffing this game, you guys are horrible. Jerome Berger, the lead official, who, by the way, that crew officiated the Bengals-Raiders wildcard game last year. You guys were bad. And there's a reason why you guys are probably not going to believe they won't officiate a postseason game ever again after that Bengal-Raider game from last year. So when I heard that they were going to officiate this game today, I'm like, oh boy. And Joe Burrow found T. Higgins in the end zone. Beautiful ball. Even beautiful catch by Higgins. He got both feet down. They saw the same camera angle as we did. 2 feet, touchdown. But they said that he didn't get the feet down. He didn't get both feet down. And we saw the CBS camera angle. Larry, it was 2 feet in the end zone. Like, what are you looking at? Are you blind? So that sucked, because I'm like, damn. So they incompleted that pass, which should have been a touchdown. And then the next play, Burrow scrambling, found Samaje Perine for a 12-yard touchdown reception. I'm like, all right, good. Fuck you, refs. You got lucky there. Bengals are lucky that they scored there, because I would have been furious if we came out of the job with only 3 points because we got fucked over by the refs. So I was really upset about that call. But that drive was really great. To begin the game like that, to start fast, and the offensive line did a great job. Even though Burrow got hit a couple of times during the first drive of the game, I mean, they looked great. So that was good. That was really good. So the defense held just to 2 field goals in that first quarter. So even though the Jets did drive the ball in the first 2 drives of the game, defense was holding on. And that's all we need. Just don't allow a touchdown. And then the final play of the first quarter, Burrow hits Tyler Boyd, gets the first down, gets hit, and still was able to break free. I can't talk right now because I'm really happy we won. He broke free from that touchdown. And I was like, oh my gosh. He kept going. I'm like, run, run, TB, run. I was like, run. And I'm like, boy, he's slow, but he was able to get to the end zone for a 58-yard touchdown pass from Joe. Bengals 14, Jets 6, end the first quarter. That was great. And in the second quarter, McPherson got two field goals from McPherson. Jets hit a field goal as well. So after the offense did so well in the first quarter, they kind of were meh in the second quarter. And then Bengals come out the half, get a turnover. Trey Henderson was just a force in this game. He was the reason why the Bengals defense was just getting after the Joe Flacco. He had three sacks in the game, including a strip sack fumble. And then the Bengals were able to capitalize on getting that turnover. And then Burrow found Ja'Marr Chase for a 5-yard touchdown reception that made it 27-9. And then the Jets added a field goal late in the third quarter. And that was it for the scoring for both teams. I'm looking at stats right now, and overall, I mean, the Bengals had 329 total yards of offense. Jets had 328. Total first downs, Bengals 20, Jets 19. Third down conversions, Bengals did a good job on that, 714. Rushing, only 68 yards, but shout out to Samaje Perine because he was a workhorse in the last 8 minutes of the Bengals' drive. Bengals got the ball back with about 10 minutes left. They got the ball on the 10-yard line, I believe. And then they were just milking the clock. And Samaje Perine was running the ball really well and just continued to milk the clock because Joe Mixon had a really rough day. His body language wasn't the best. Mixon finished the game with 12 carries for 24 yards. Samaje Perine in that drive had 9 carries for 47 yards. It's not a good look. And the Bengals' rushing game wasn't the best. But Mixon, just seeing him getting frustrated because he wasn't getting, you know, the holes that he wanted to get. I mean, yeah, you can be frustrated. But there was a couple of times it was very visible. So you just hope that Mixon can get it going. But I think that Samaje Perine has shut up a lot of people because I was one of those people that wanted Chris Evans to be the Bengals' number two running back before the season. And I think that I didn't want Samaje Perine because of the Super Bowl last year. Well, he shut me up today. I think there's a reason why the Bengals have Perine as number two running back instead of Chris Evans, who, by the way, finally came in the game today. Caught one pass, but good for Evans, though. So yeah, I think that the Bengals told us to shut up about the whole hate on Samaje Perine. We don't hate him. I just think that with Chris Evans having a great camp and a great preseason, I thought that he was going to get the running back two starting role, and I thought he was going to be a breakout player on this team. I said that in my prediction podcast, so I was wrong on that one. I'm always wrong on a lot of things, so my bad. So Joe, overall in this game today, I'm looking at the stats, 23 for 36, 275 yards, 3 touchdowns, no interceptions, quarterback rating of 114.9, and he was only sacked 2 times. Oh my God. Oh. Now, Joe did get hit a couple of times. He's a football player, okay? I'm going to continue to say that. He's going to get hit. There was one hit, though. It was in the fourth quarter by a Jets player who hit him really low into his leg, into his left knee. And then when he hit him there, Joe grabbed onto his left knee. I almost shit myself because I was like, oh my gosh. That should have been a penalty. Isn't there like a rule where you can't hit the quarterback hella low to the knees? So I'm like, the fuck was that? Oh yeah, by the way, was that the Jets playing or the Steelers? Because my God, the Jets were just being dirty. So Joe hit T. Higgins for a nice catch down the field. He caught it, and then Joyner, the Jets safety, hit T. in the helmet. By the way, T. Higgins left the Steelers game in week one with a concussion, who was hit by the helmet that should have been called a penalty. In this game, it was called, and I'm like, hey, yo, Joyner should have been kicked out of the game. And I'm like, shit, because T. had such a great first half. He did went to the tent, and they evaluated him from concussion, but he was able to come back in the game. So I was really happy about that, because I'm like, that man's a, T. Higgins is a star. Like, if he was playing anybody else's team, T. Higgins would be receiving number one. So that hit, I was like, that was so dirty. That was really dirty. But I'm glad that he was able to stay in the game, because I'm like, we need Higgins. And I'm so glad the Bengals offense was really good on taking shots down the field. And that was just key, because in the first two games, they weren't taking shots down the field. They weren't. And I think that was the missing point of the offense to begin the year, because yes, Joe wasn't getting time in the pocket, and sorry about that. But it's important that the offense did a great job today. It was really good. Overall, receiving, Tyler Boyd led the team with 4 catches for 105 yards, including that long touchdown reception. T. Higgins, like I said, 5 catches for 93 yards. Jamar Chase had 6 catches for 29 yards, but he did have a touchdown. And then Samaje Perine caught that touchdown catch in the first quarter of the Bengals' first offensive drive of the game. But can we shout out the defense, because Logan Wilson had an interception, which, by the way, when he made that interception off Flacco, he was running. I'm thinking to myself, oh, my, this could be a pick six. And then he fumbled it. But thank God that Trey Flowers was there to recover it. But Bengals defense looked like the Bengals defense from the playoffs last year. And that's what we needed. That's what we needed. Then Trey Henderson had that strip sack fumble. B.J. Hill recovered a fumble. And then, let's see, what else happened in defense? Oh, can we shout out Akeem Davis-Gaither? 13 tackles. What a great game for him. And I think we've been waiting for Davis-Gaither to have a breakout game, and he did in this game. So the linebacker core for the Bengals is really good. And also, he was filling in for Jermaine Pratt because he was out with an injury. So good game for him. Like I say, Trey Henderson had 2.5 sacks in this game. So Cam Sample had a sack. Looking down the stats line. Also, DJ Reader left the game with a knee injury. That sucked. That really was a bummer, because you can tell the Jets were running the ball pretty well after Reader left the game with an injury. So that was suck. Okay, Zach Taylor just said that hopefully better than not, we'll know more later. So I saw Reader in the sidelines, you know, when he was declared out for the game. So maybe it was precautionary. I really hope so. So man, he's such a valuable piece of that defense. And we need Reader. We need him. Also, Trey Henderson left the game for a couple of series because he hurt his shoulder. So I was freaking out on that too, and I'm like, oh no. But overall, the defense played really great. Really great. Jets are not a high power offense, but I don't care. If you hold an NFL team to under 20 points, you didn't allow a touchdown, you allowed them to just kick field goals, that's damn good. That's damn good. So shout out to the Bengals defense. Jets only rushed the ball for 76 yards. Defense won +3 in the turnover margin. Jets had 4 turnovers. Bengals only had 1, which that should have been a turnover because Chase fumbled it, but he didn't have possession of the ball to begin with. And like I said, the officiating crew was terrible. And then the Bengals won the time of possessions, 5 penalties. They made a count in the red zone, scored 2 touchdowns in 4 attempts. Joe Flacco threw the ball 52 times. Lord have mercy. 28-52 for 285 yards and two picks. Sauce Gardner, Cincinnati Bearcats, go Cats. He had a good game. I mean, T. Higgins did burn him in a couple of plays, but overall, Sauce did a good job on Ja'Marr Chase, even though the play where he did bat the ball down, he was holding on to Ja'Marr Chase's jersey. But overall, shout out to Sauce Gardner. He did well. Obviously, I want him to do well in every game, just none in this game, but he's really good. So, Jets fans, you got a good one in Ahmad Sauce Gardner. And I believe C.J. Uzama, the former Bengal, only had one catch for 5 yards. Man, Dolphins pulled it out against the Jets. I'm sorry, against the Bills, 21-19. That's the Bengals' next opponent, Thursday Night Football, live from Paycor Stadium. Also, CBS was having technical difficulties during the fourth quarter. You couldn't hear the commentators of Ian Eagle and Charles Davis. So, for like 15 minutes, we were hearing the NFL on CBS crew panel of James Brown, Boomer Esiason, Nate Burleson, Bill Cowher, and Phil Sims. That was fun. Blue Def Screen. Right, I'm trying to look at these. I'm trying to look at the quotes Zach was saying right now. Also, God, wait, man. Zach Taylor just drives me insane at times. So, 27-9. 4th-and-1. From, I believe, it was the 15-yard line. You call a timeout because the Bengals were going to go for it. And then you come out of the timeout and you run some option, some design screenplay, pitch play to Ja'Marr Chase, and the Jets read it. Like, Chase was going to go to the right and the Jets players were already on it. Why would you? So, if you call a timeout on 4th-and-1, You better come up with a good play call. That was just shit. It's like, take the points, okay? Kick the damn field goal. You're up 30-9. Instead, you give the Jets some life. And, you know, after that, I was very uncomfortable because it just felt like something was weird was going to happen because, you know, the Jets did that shit with the Browns last week. And I'm thinking to myself, this better not happen again. Better be no miracle and shit. So, Zach Taylor, when it comes to play calling, like, I don't want to shit on him today because the Bengals won, but it's like in those instances, I take the points. And also, people are saying, oh shit, Evan missed that field goal right to the left. Yeah, it started raining a little bit in New York, but it's kind of concerning that he doesn't have his long snapper in Clark Harris. I'm not hating on Cal. Cal has been doing a good job these two games, but, you know, not having that routine with Clark Harris, it's a little bit concerning. It's a little bit, so. All right. Let's get some more Zach Taylor quotes. Okay, he said, started both halves the right way. Finally get to say we started fast and started clean. You think? Okay, Zach Taylor, I'm going against normal and picking to take the ball to start the game. Something we were leaning to all week. This week, we just felt like we needed the ball to start. Duh. Yeah. Taylor said that it was Mixon's ankle that was a little bit sore. So that's why P. Ryan was at the end. Yeah, well, Mixon does. I mean, the thing with Joe is he's a good running back. He is. It's just there'll be times where he's not having that explosiveness like a Nick Chubb. I mean, Nick Chubb is really fast, and he's a really great running back for the Browns. But it's like, there'll be sometimes I'm just like, man, they're just, it's almost predictable what the Bengals are going to do when they run the football with Mixon. So, you just hope he can get better. You really do. Zach Taylor on Trey Hendrickson's just beastly day. He said, he's just relentless. We know how special Trey is, and today really proved it. And also, Taylor said, didn't really care what it looked like. We just need to rip that Band-Aid off and get the first win. He said a team played with urgency today. Maybe they didn't like the idea of the first two games being a wake-up call, but they looked to be shaken out of their slumber. Yeah. When you lose to Mitchell Trubisky and Cooper Rush to begin the season, yeah. That will leave like a sting right there. Absolutely. So, good win for the Bengals. I think the only negatives I can take is the health of DJ Reader. Hopefully, he can get better. Mixon running the football, is that a concern? And I think that's pretty much it. I mean, guys, we're all good vibes here, okay? Bengals beat the Jets 27-12. And I will be back this week to recap the game fully and give you my thoughts more thoroughly, positives, negatives. And then, guys, we have football coming up in 4 days from now because the undefeated Miami Dolphins come into, I'm going to say Paul Brown Stadium, but to me, it's still Paul Brown Stadium, to Paycor Stadium for a Thursday night football showdown. That should be, that's going to be a test right there. I mean, when you saw the schedule and you saw that we're playing the Dolphins on Thursday night before the season, you think, we're going to win this game. Now it's like, I don't know about that. Miami's really good, so that should be a great test, should be a great game. Bengals win 27-12. I will see you guys this week. Let's just exhale. Exhale. Peace.